Check in with Sharon Allseth and get the latest here on local news. Once again, good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everyone. IMPD Chief Paul Soselsky says he is 100% confident that 60-year-old Thomas Hardy is the man who shot Officer David Moore Sunday. Moore remains in a coma in critical condition. Hardy was arrested on unrelated charges, but the chief says the strength of evidence is there in the shooting. Indianapolis FOP President Bill Owensby tells our partners at Wish TV Channel 8 that the case is reminiscent of the shooting of Officer Jason Fishburn several years ago.
The community came together very strongly in support of Officer Fishburn and the entire family, and that's what we need now. We need that kind of support from the community. This is one of their officers out protecting them on a Sunday morning.
Fishburn's father is a police officer. David Moore's mother is an IMPD officer, and his father is Spencer Moore, a retired lieutenant who was injured in a police bike ride several years ago and started the Crime Stoppers program here. Doctors at Wishart Hospital say two bullets hit David Moore in the face and just missed his spinal cord. He was also shot in the thigh and had a bullet stopped by his protective vest. Some legislative proposals are flying through the Indiana General Assembly, while other complex proposals are creeping along. Big issues like a new two-year budget and a plan to redraw political maps take a long time. Budget hearings have already begun, but final negotiations on a spending plan won't be finished until the session nears its end in late April. Lawmakers are waiting for census data expected in February before they begin the redistricting process. But lawmakers are moving quickly on other bills, including ones that include the expanded use of centralized voting centers, outlaw texting while driving, and prohibit smoking in most public places. Legislative committees are also planning hearings on proposals to crack down on illegal immigration, fix the state's insolvent unemployment fund, and make sweeping education changes. Fort Wayne officials are looking for help in coming up with a name for the new City Hall. Mayor Tom Henry says the city is taking suggestions on a new name for the former Renaissance Square, which the city has bought and is renovating. Henry says the new government center deserves a name that reflects both the spirit of his community and its important civic purpose. The city is urging residents to vote, and the mayor likely will choose among the three or four most popular names. They're offering no prizes for the person who suggests the winning name. Indiana University and the University of Wyoming researchers say the ability to throw helped humans evolve. A study appearing online this month in the journal Evolution and Human Behavior suggests humans are primed to throw stones, snowballs, or baseballs by a phenomenon in which someone holding two objects of equal weight will consider the larger to be lighter. Scientists who figured this all out say throwing helped with hunting and language. Gas prices remain up there. The latest weekly survey finds the average price of regular gasoline in the U.S. has risen just under 3 cents.
This rate of increase, 3 cents over 2 weeks, is much slower, much smaller than we're seeing recently.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says nationwide the average price of a gallon of gas is $3.11. Salt Lake City had the lowest average price among the cities surveyed at $2.74 a gallon. San Francisco came in the highest at $3.37. An Indiana healthcare network is starting a new chapter. Wayne Pratt has more. Inside Indiana Business.
Clarion Health officially becomes Indiana University Health today with a news conference planned for this afternoon. The original announcement was made last May, and at that time, President and Chief Executive Officer Dan Evans said the new identity would affirm the partnership with the Indiana University School of Medicine.
Since we consider our competition national, we wanted to play in that arena. In order to do so, we've got to be identified in the same breath with University of Michigan, with University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, with places like that. So associating more obviously with IU seemed the logical course of action.
Each of IU Health's hospitals, such as Riley Hospital for Children in Indianapolis or Bloomington Hospital, will keep their individual names. The Indiana House Education Committee is slated to vote today on a bill designed to encourage the growth of charter schools throughout the state. The proposal, sponsored by Speaker Brian Bosma, follows Governor Mitch Daniels' plan to provide all mayors and universities with the authority to sponsor charter schools. Trustees for Ivy Tech Community College's Lafayette campus will review plans today for another satellite branch. Our partners at WBAA in West Lafayette report a 5-year lease for 10,000 square feet of space in a downtown office building has been drawn up. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
Indiana University research in the life sciences is having an important impact on the state's economy. Our faculty members attract research grants that create new high-paying jobs all across the state. Indiana University's investment in life sciences is good business.
Aspire Indiana Behavioral Health System. Helping find a better way to recovery and therapy through social enterprise programs such as Harvest Land Farm. More at aspireindiana.org.
Former U.S. Senator Evan Bayh has a new job. As Josh Weichel reports, the former Indiana governor has joined New York-based Apollo Global Management.
Bayh will serve as senior advisor for policy issues. During his 12 years in the U.S. Senate, he chaired the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Subcommittee on Security and International Trade and Finance. He decided last year against seeking a third term in the Senate. Apollo is a global alternative asset manager with offices worldwide. The firm has assets under management of $578 billion. Josh Weichel, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana University Bloomington has named David Johnson Vice Provost for Enrollment Management. He has been serving in that role on an interim basis since May. Johnson succeeds Roger Thompson, who took a similar position at the University of Oregon. Indiana State University says enrollment for the spring semester has increased approximately 10% from the same period last year. The Terre Haute Tribune Star reports university officials also say the school received 800 more applications for this coming fall semester compared to a year earlier. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather, a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain today, less than an inch accumulation, high 33. A chance of freezing drizzle and snow tonight with a low of 24. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 32. Wednesday partly sunny, 32. And Thursday partly sunny with a high near 30. Right now it's mostly cloudy and 21 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alsett.
Okay, thanks so much, Sharon. And a look at sports, the matchup for Super Bowl 45 is set. Two of the grand storied franchises in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay.